Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that Odyssey app. It is 92 degrees at 3:08 here on this Tuesday, July 29th, 2025. It's been talked about a lot today. It's been a main topic on TV of this Park Avenue shooting that took place yesterday evening in New York City between 51st and 52nd Street and Park Avenue, right in the heart of Midtown. I know the area well. I work there in the beginning of my career. And it's just a tragic situation where an individual drove from Las Vegas, almost direct, it appears, at this point, due to the timeline. They have tracked the Easy Pass. They have tracked debit card usage to purchase gasoline on the way. And, you know, we're talking 37 hours of driving across country for the most part. Made it to New York City just after 6:30 last night. Thankfully, it was after normal business hours, but in buildings like this, the normal's a different kind of thing. There were still people, obviously, in the building, lots of people still in the building. We saw pictures of some of the offices on different floors barricading their doorways. The individual double-parked his car, got out with a long rifle, an AR-style rifle, casually walked across the courthouse, the court square of this building, marble walkway, entered and immediately opened fire on a uniformed police officer that was working what's called a paid detail in that building. And what a paid detail is it's a uniformed police officer. You've seen them around the country. A lot of times in Florida, you'll see a uniformed police officer outside, or a uniformed sheriff outside of a bar. That's usually a paid detail where there's an agreement with the department where officers can work overtime in uniform through the department. And that's exactly what this is. Private entities like movie theaters, buildings like this building, corporations can go through the NYPD to hire a uniform presence, a uniform NYPD officer to be at their facility as a uniform presence, as a deterrence for things. In this situation, it turned out that he was a target because as soon as he walked in, he was immediately the threat and engaged by the suspect and, just no match for his sidearm and probably didn't even get out of his holster. I don't know that for a fact. But the fact that, it was probably the end of the day for this officer working that detail and, somebody comes in with a long rifle, aims it and starts firing. It really does not give you much time to react there. And the fact that there was a bulletproof vest on the officer obviously did not make a difference here. Also shot another woman, killing her there, shot a security guard, killing him there. Then a woman got off the elevator. He was getting on an elevator where, from notes in the shooter's pocket, said he was targeting the NFL, and he ended up getting on the wrong elevator. But when the elevator doors opened, there was a woman leaving work, got off the elevator, came face-to-face with this individual, and he waved her past, did not engage her, did not harm her, did not open fire, just waved her on, and she went and fled. Obviously past the carnage that was in the lobby of this building. He got on the elevator, took it up to the floor, and upon there, either realizing he was on the wrong floor, the wrong companies were there, whatever, he ended up shooting and killing a woman there and taking his own life. And thankfully, he ended it there, and this did not become more entailed. In New York City, one of the benefits of New York City is as you saw by the videos, if you watched it on the news, there were dozens, if not hundreds, of officers there within 2 minutes. And there's really no place like that else in the country, if not the world, to where when a call like this comes out, when somebody calls for help, another officer puts over the radio that they need immediate assistance, you get that assistance pretty rapidly. But 30 seconds, a minute, 2 minutes is a long time, especially getting there and gearing up for someone. An active shooter situation with a long rifle in a 40 or 50, I think this is a 50-something story building in total. Some of the tenants in that building were numerous. I mean, you had the NFL. Their headquarters were in that building. You had BlackRock, a major investment firm. You had KPMG, another investment firm. Two law firms were in there. And I believe there's one other that's escaping me right now. It's between East 51st and East 52nd Street in Midtown Manhattan, right off Park Avenue. Very active area, as you saw by the video that's out there. The individual did have a concealed carry permit issued by the Las Vegas Police Department for Nevada. There's also information coming out that the Las Vegas Police Department says that they did know about this individual and had some sort of psychiatric history. So there's a lot of questions involved there. The officer, just under 4-year veteran of the NYPD, so still, pretty much a rookie under 5 years, Didaru Islam, worked at the 47th Precinct, which is up in the Bronx, had a 7-year-old, a 5-year-old sons, and his wife is 8 months pregnant with their third child. Probably one of the reasons why he's picking up some overtime working this paid detail, and never thought that it would come to this. Here's someone, I believe he's from Bangladesh, moved here with his family for a better life. Legally, a legal immigrant that came here, did things the right way, became a New York City police officer, doing what's best for his family, working hard for his family, putting his life between good and evil. And that's exactly what happened yesterday. Taken by surprise, taken way too soon. It's just a tragic situation for not only him, but the other loss of life here. This individual, there was a letter describing why he did this on his person. his vehicle that was left double parked outside was searched by the bomb squad pretty immediately, and it was cleared. They did find further evidence in there, another firearm, some ammunition, a gun case that he obviously traveled across. I know there's new information coming out right now from the mayor that they did track the origins of this long gun. I believe that it was put together by the individual, by the suspect, with assistance where someone else purchased what's called a lower. And again, they're looking into that now. They don't have any information that they were involved in this whatsoever. And again, this individual did have a concealed carry permit for the Nevada area, Las Vegas. Did work security in a casino, reportedly, out in Las Vegas. The footprint to where he's targeting the NFL, based to saying that he suffered from concussion syndromes or TBI or CET or whatever it's being called, CTE, there's different things for it. The only footprint I could find, and so far investigators can find, is he was an outstanding standout high school football player. I don't think anything's been found to where he played college ball anywhere. So for him to blame the NFL for this is a stretch. But if he was suffering from some sort of mental illness, one of the things that was found in his vehicle as well was prescription medication. They did not say what type issued to him.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Spring is finally here. Here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
And listen, high school sports, especially something like football and lacrosse, have been known to cause issues with this. And that's why, you know, they are monitoring these things more closely. But for... there's still a lot of questions that need to be answered, and they will. This is really early in the investigation. There was a lot of information coming out yesterday. Right now, I think the focus needs to be on the victims here, the police officer who lost his life, I believe one of the executives from BlackRock was also killed. A statement came out from that company. It's just a tragedy that we need to understand. And you already have the politicians coming out about guns, and you know it's always the guns' fault. Just by this individual driving into New York State, broke about 5 gun laws. So yeah, tell me how additional gun laws will make this different or better or worse. It's not. You know, when you are intent on violent criminal behavior, laws aren't going to stop you. You're already intent on criminal behavior. If you break 4 laws or 20 laws, does it really matter? We need to understand the why. We need to understand where this individual slipped between the cracks. The Las Vegas Police Department did pretty early in this investigation, by last night's press conference, already relay to the NYPD that they did have contact with this individual and there were mental issues. Okay, then. Was his concealed carry permit revoked? There is, and I posted a copy of his concealed carry permit, which was recovered as evidence at the scene. It was issued in 2022 and it's valid till 2027. Was that revoked for some reason? Okay, well, how did he get these 2 firearms? And if it's saying now that he purchased parts of this firearm and, you know, a friend purchased others, well, if there were any laws broken, I'm sure that individual is going to face charges. And again, why this? Why was this target here? Why 6:30 in the evening? Is that just the time he got there and he decided, hey, I'm not going to wait till the next day? Or was he just so fixated on getting to New York City, getting to this building, entering it, and doing whatever he had planned? And again, we're just getting kind of an overview of the letter that was on him, blaming the NFL and his medical condition from, again, all that we can find is high school. Did not play college football anywhere. I don't believe had anything to do with the NFL. I do know people personally that knew some of the victims here, not only the police officer, but some of the people who worked for the companies there. And I was touching base with them earlier. They did a documentary on one of the companies and interviewed one of the ladies that whose life was taken in this. And again, another family that's suffering, another family that will never be the same because their loved one was taken from them by this individual. The fact that he did, with a long gun, which is not the simplest thing to do, shoot himself in the chest because he wanted to preserve his brain for studying. And hopefully they do find out if there was, in fact, anything wrong, or was this guy just crazy? Looking back in time in this block radius, there have been 4 police officers killed within a block of this over the past century in New York City. I just have a friend who goes into NYPD history and posted that earlier today, which is why I add that in. You know, you also had a shooting today outside of a casino in Las Vegas. At this point, I don't see anything that relates the two, but you know, just situational awareness, what we talk about. And here's someone, you know, sometimes the most casual, nonchalant ways to commit a crime is to do it just like that. And if you look at the video, and I've seen the video, I know I posted a snapshot of him walking across the courtyard, holding the gun down by his leg, just walking across the vestibule for this building. No one giving him a second thought. I believe the first 911 calls were when the shooting already started in the lobby of the building. Now, there may be additional information that comes out, but no one saw him get out of his car, leave his doors open, take a rifle out of a rifle case and start strolling towards this car and dialed 911 and said, hey, there's a guy with a rifle walking into this building. I'd feel a lot better, and hopefully we do find out that someone did do that. But in a place as busy as Midtown Manhattan, again, we get locked in our lives. We get locked in getting out of work and getting to the subway or getting to the bus or getting to our cars and getting out of here. You really stop paying attention to the world around you. And in this day and age, you can't do that. You can't do it anywhere. You can't do it anywhere. And, you know, you're going to have a city who's in mourning, not only for its police officer, but for these other people who were just at work doing what they needed to do to live a fruitful life. But with Officer Islam, you know, to hear his story, how he came here from Bangladesh to raise his family and get them a better life and was working extra shifts because his wife was 8 months pregnant, and how he's a godly man and and really excelled at his job from his coworkers and what they have to say about him, was very pleasant to be around always. It's just a tragic loss, mostly for his family, obviously. But the city and the entities that support New York City Police will embrace this family and make sure that they want for nothing. And it doesn't replace anything, but if it holds it together a little better as they get through this and then onward, which is unimaginable to you or I at this point. And I've been in the vehicles where, you know, I've been called by headquarters to head to an address to pick family up because their sons or daughters were lost in an incident. And Highway would meet us there to escort us. And you're really trying to give the family minimal information that there was an incident, but we have to get you there. And they obviously want as much information as you could give. And you don't want them breaking apart en route before they even get there. It's a difficult situation. And having been the driver of one of those vehicles that takes a family, in my case, it was a father and mother. And then the closer we got to the hospital where it was all cordoned off and there were hundreds of police vehicles and police officers, and it just resonates in my mind how the father kept saying to the wife of this officer, this is not right. Something's wrong. Something's very wrong here. And in the conversations, trying to distract them on the way there, him telling that just a 2 months earlier, he himself had a heart issue. And this was before texting was very mainstream. And I'm trying to text, you know, where you had to press a button 3 times to try and get a letter. And I'm trying to text because I didn't want to say anything over the radio or on a cell phone and let them hear it, that I was warning them that, hey, you might want to have a medical team prepared for the parents because he has a heart condition. And we're trying to get that via text message to people who would know. Thankfully, we were able to get at least some of the message out, and they understood what we were trying to say. And it brings me back to that. That's why I was up a lot of the night last night following this and speaking to people and finding out what's going on. I had a lot of information early on, but again, wait till things are more dispersed through the entities that dead. The last thing you want to happen is someone to find out via social media that a tragedy happened to someone they know or a loved one close to them. You've got to make sure those notifications are made. At which point I started putting out some information last night. So you can go back and search that, and I'm sure we're going to be finding out more. It looks like there was a press conference just now that gave a little more information that I don't even have at this point. So another tragedy from a city not too far from us. It's 324 here at WILK.
A burst pipe. A dead water heater. The AC calling it quits. Who do you call? HomeServe is an easy way to handle unexpected home repairs with plans covering stuff basic homeowners insurance usually won't. Instead of scrambling for a contractor, you make one call to get the repair process started. Join the millions of customers who trust HomeServe right now. Go to homeserve.com/podcast for 50% less your first year. That's homeserve.com/podcast. Savings compared to renewal price, void in Florida.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody brags about their car's resale value at a dinner party. Nobody posts about it on social media. It's not the reason you fall in love with a vehicle. But 5 years in, it's one of the clearest signs that you made the right decision. And Toyota makes that choice easy. For 6 consecutive years, Toyota has been named the best resale value brand by Kelley Blue Book. And many Toyota models, like the Camry, Tacoma, and 4Runner, are best in their class according to KBB. Because Toyota doesn't just build vehicles for the moment, they build for the miles ahead, which is something every Toyota owner can appreciate. So stop by your local Toyota dealer and enjoy the affordability of a great deal today, plus the value that lasts long after your purchase. Shop Toyota.com to find out more. Vehicles projected resale value and best resale value awards are specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.